Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Basra. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Zayin. Marchikin Asi Ilan Minir Esrim V'Chamesh Amah. A person should distance a tree from a city by 25 amos, because the Bartanur points out it's part of the noy of a city, the beauty of a city, when there's open space around the city. So you don't want trees cluttering the area right around the city. B'charv V'Shikma Chamishim Amah. B'charv and Shikma trees, which have a lot of branches and a lot of leaves, and it can look more cluttered, it needs to be 50 amos away. Abishalom Erkal Ilan Srak Chamishim Amma. Abishal says any non-fruit bearing tree in general degrades a city and therefore should be at a greater distance. It should be 50 amos away. Imir Kadma Kotze Tveinu Nosin Damim. If the city was there before the tree was there, so the person had no right to plant the tree, you got to cut it down and you do not get reimbursed for your tree that you planted illegally. But Vema Ilan Kadam, if the Ilan was there first, the tree was there first, and then they put a city next to it, you still got to cut down the tree because it's ruining the look of the city, but you do get reimbursed for the value of the tree. If we're not sure which one came first, so then you cut down the tree and the guy cannot get paid, because the reason you cut it down is because regardless of which one came first, you're going to have to cut it down, and once it's cut down, so you want to get paid, you're going to have to prove that you were there first. Mishnah Ches, Marchikin Gorin Kavua Miniir Chemishim Amma, that we remove an established silo from an established silo from a city by 50 amos. The assumption is, the Bartanur points out, that if there's a large silo and Eina Kri Gadol Vein Bol Lizros Hamotz Birachas Ela Haruach Menasheves Bekriva Motz Nadav Meelov Kari Goren She'enu Keva. Goren Kavua means that you just rely on wind power to separate the chaff from the wheat, whereas a Goren Kavua is that you use actual utensils to do it. So you separate it 50, you distance it 50 amos from the city, because the stuff that blows away, that's the bad part of the wheat, is going to get into the city and it's going to ruin the whole environment. And therefore, if you're making a goren kavua in your own property, it needs to be 50 amos away from your neighbor's property. And you also need to make sure that your goren is distanced from your friend's plants and from his plowed land, because the chaff and the shells and everything that's going to blow away from the bad part of the grain could ruin his plants and could ruin his plowed land. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said you have to keep a tree 25 amos away from a city, and if it's a very leafy tree, 50 amos away. And Abishal thought any non-fruit bearing trees should be kept 50 amos away. If the city was there before the tree and someone then planted a tree, you got to cut it down and he does not get reimbursed. If the tree was there and then the city was made, you got to cut it down and he does get reimbursed. If you're not sure which one was there first, you got to cut it down and he does not get reimbursed. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said you have to keep a Goren Kavua 50 amos away from a city or from your neighbor's property, and you also have to make sure that it's properly distanced from any plants or plowed land that it might be able to ruin. Next time, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Test.